bridesmaid or matron of honor or something like that. Have you ever heard of after a couple gets married, a group of people might follow them back to the house and just start making all kind of racket and celebrating and just carrying on like that? Have you heard anything like that?
Throwing rice. Sometime when the mom got to church, I went to the wedding. They had thrown enough rice, that amazed me about a year. They just throwing rice. Call us that celebrating, I guess.
Well, what about, let's say, if some people are having a party and they start making too much noise and they start getting rowdy and rambunctious and the police come over and the police don't arrest just one of them, they arrest the
whole thing.
And sometimes when you have a party, the couples like to get out on the floor, you know, and move around. You say they're having a
dance.
What about if the children get out of school at 3 o'clock, you say that at 3 o'clock school.
Exactly.
And then towards the end of vacation time, you might ask, well, when does school
stop?
Or let's say a little boy leaves home. He's supposed to go to school, but he never shows up at school on purpose. You say he did what?
Little fella kicked out of he jumped over the school room every time. Yeah, he get a land, I was talking about sending. That's what she played it on me when him and I give him Google.
Yeah.
I said, you paid for it today, huh? She said, I laughed, I got two. Little child playing hooker from school.
Yeah.
And what she did, she went to school. But when she come back, she stopped over here at her cousin's house to get keys so they play. Bus pays back. I'm working. So what am I saying? All of a sudden, me somewhere playing. I said, she got no business getting on my bus plane. Did she get from school? I said, I didn't tell her to go to school. He looked at me and go, whoop, I said, there's the shoes I'm lifting them on, whoop. I said, but mother didn't come get her son, so I got on school, on the phone call on the schoolmates. And they told me why she won. I don't have a car. I called her son. I said, let her. Bring me. I said, come up in your truck. Came over here. There's a Charles Snow, what you're saying. He said, man, don't hoop on the nurse. I said, I'm not going to hoop her, but I'm going to give a hoop and let her know I'm out in tea. I said, out of mind. Beat us a tan up, because she needed it. She continued. She going to stay. She going to get out and steal it. And you got you a little cold and fight. I'm like, that's it. I said, yeah, I'm going to hoop her. I come home and talk to her just now. I said, the same. I talked to her on the way back. I said, why is it that you got off the bus? You come to school. And when Charles Snows and I didn't know if I yet, you didn't tell me you gonna stop from it. And I said, why did you do that? I just want to stay all night. I said, well, why didn't you ask me before you left home to this day? I don't know. I said, no. I said, you didn't know why you didn't mind. I said, you didn't want to mind. You just didn't care about mine. You didn't care about me worrying about where you were. I don't know. I let her talk that talk till she got to you and I got. I haven't got any two switches and I got this. She told me everything I wanted to know. I give her a good day. She told me saying I'll never do it no more. I said, I'll move over and check out to her. I said, now if this happened again, I said, I'm gonna be the next me. I said, now I'm you I said, you just my nephew's child. I said, you stand here and I'm closing you and feeding you and sending you to school. I said, man, I'll scream. I said, I don't never this happen no more. I said, it's too much happening. Oh, okay, dad's breaking down in the curtain of truth. Grown men, your size, I mean your age and older, taking your kids away from back then and raping them. And but see, she just, I didn't know why she was. It just wasn't. And she told me, said, call me up, keep me back for this. Come on, look at this, your man, killing this woman. I said, don't pay attention to that old TV. I tried to tell her not to pay face and change the thing there. He said, yeah, daddy, come here and kill you. Kill that woman, kill me and you. I said, yeah, no doubt some people will. I said, well, when you trust God, he will take care of you. I said, you have to have faith.